الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear respected brothers and elders, any human being who does any action does it with a purpose desirous of some outcome. A person gets up in the morning and he leaves his home, the comforts of his home. For most, he leaves his home with a purpose. The businessman will go to his business with the objective of attaining wealth. A child will go to school with the intention of obtaining knowledge and ultimately through that knowledge again to obtain wealth. An employee will go to his work again with the objective of working and earning a salary, attaining wealth. Most people will go through their lives with more or less the same routine, illa mashaAllah, except those who are comfortable enough to retire a bit early. But this routine, like clockwork, going out with the objective, with the purpose of attaining something. And you find during this search or this quest of amassing wealth, there will be some hindrances in a person's path, some difficulties, some hardships. But then there will be some passages of time in which these hindrances or these hardships, these difficulties, like we say in Urdu, rukawats, are removed. So during this time, when a person has the opportunity to capitalize, then you see that intelligent person is the one who capitalizes to the maximum. That businessman, when it is season, depending on what business he is in, there is always a season for every businessman. Most of the time it is towards the end of the year. For certain people it is in the middle of the year. For certain people it is when certain contracts are handed out, etc. For the person to capitalize on that time when the hindrances that are generally found. You see, if a person does not utilize that time to capitalize, then indeed he is a foolish person. And that sacrifice that he is making is a sacrifice that is wasted. My dear brothers, we as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we all have an objective. Our ultimate goal, our ultimate aim is to pass away with this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and to enter Jannah. Not just enter Jannah, but to attain the highest stages of Jannah. So how is this Jannah attained? If you analyze the ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The example of the Jannah of those who have taqwa. What is their Jannah? Those who have taqwa. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. By and large, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't just search for Jannah, but vie with one another. Compete with one another with regards to Jannah. Towards maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such a Jannah that has been prepared for those who have taqwa. So through taqwa, through attaining fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and attaining the qualities of those who have taqwa, we will attain our ultimate goal, that is Jannah. And we find ourselves today being the first of Shawwal, merely a month away, Shaban, merely, otherwise we've been eating, the first of Shaban, merely a month away from that season in which the hindrances of attaining our ultimate goal are removed. Generally, shayateen prevent us from attaining, doing the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That hindrance is removed. Then the reward of a person's ibadah is increased multifold. So this is a season in which a person attains the goal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting as well has been ordained for us, like it has been ordained before on those before us, so that we may attain taqwa. And what is taqwa, my dear brothers, in the various ayat of the Quran Kareem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of those who have taqwa. Just reverting back to that example, that businessman, when season is coming upon him, he does not wait for season to come upon him, then he starts preparing. But rather, he prepares for months in advance. That he ensures that he has stock in place, or that whatever service he's going to be rendering, he has the various equipment, the manpower to render that service. Likewise, when it came before the month of Ramadan, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand from the various ahadith that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would already begin exerting himself for ibadah. Even fasting, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continue out of the month of Ramadan. The most fasting that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was during the month of Sha'ban. And my dear brothers, when it comes to attaining taqwa as well, the qualities which the people of taqwa have, my dear brothers, from now we should try to attain these qualities, so that when the month of Ramadan comes upon us, we are not found now trying to find a footing, but already we are in the process of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and behaving like those who have taqwa. In the ayah that I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah being promised for those who have taqwa. Who are those who have taqwa? In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many qualities of those who have taqwa, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in various ayat of the Quran Kareem. But in this ayah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? أَلَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. That those who spend in the state of prosperity or adversity, whether a person has wealth or a person does not have wealth, he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, تَصَدَّقْ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ tamra. That even if you have half a date, a portion of a date, give that in charity as well. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. That even if you do not have that much to give in charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at least a kind word. Encourage your fellow Muslim brother. Encourage him. Speak about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is sadaqah. Invite him towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a good word. That is sadaqah. Putting a morsel of food in your spouse's mouth, that is sadaqah. Inculcate within us that quality of giving, and thereby removing from us that love of, or that attachment to the life of this world. Whether a person has or does not have, that is no excuse from depriving oneself the benefit of sadaqah. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Even smiling at your fellow Muslim brother with the intention of reward, that is also a act of charity. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. That person who swallows his anger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man kadhama ghaydan wa huwa qadirun ala an yunaffidhahu. That person who swallows his anger, when? Not when he is forced to swallow his anger, but when he has the capability of meeting his anger, of meeting his anger out. Sometimes a person who he's faced with a person who is double his size, like he has legs coming out of his shoulders. That person is angry with him. At that time he says, no, I'll swallow my anger for the sake of reward. It doesn't count at that time. But when the person, he's capable of meeting out his anger without any repercussions, an employer to employee, husband to wife, senior to my junior, when a person is smaller than him in size, when the person is indebted to him in some way or the other, or because of fear of losing his job, he will not retaliate. At that time, when a person swallows his anger, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? On the day of Qiyamah, da'ahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala ru'usi al-khala'iq yawma al-qiyamah hatta yukhayyirahu min al-huri al-'ayni ma sha'. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him in front of all the creation on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the choice of whichever huri'in he desires. أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَى وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I stand guarantee for a house in a prime position in Jannah for that person who leaves out fighting, even though his fighting may be justified or his argument may be justified. My dear brothers, argument, quarreling, fighting is a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat being lifted from this ummah. It is a means of us being deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming up to the month of Ramadan, we have to be searching for Laylatul Qadr. Why is the exact date of Laylatul Qadr not specified? Is when two people were fighting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the knowledge of the exact day of Laylatul Qadr. The entire ummah is deprived of the exact date of this night of rahmat because of two individuals quarreling. That is the level of deprivation that fighting and not controlling one's anger has. The effect of it, the repercussions of it fall across the entire ummah. How much more so when two factions of the ummah are fighting with one another? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding, the ability to swallow our anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Not only swallow your anger, but overlook the faults of your fellow Muslim brother. This month of Ramadan is coming. It is a month of control. A month of exercising control over your nafs. Utilize this time between now and Ramadan to begin controlling ourselves, our desires, our anger, and controlling ourselves from haram. So by the time the month of Ramadan comes upon us, we will already have within us some of those qualities of those who have taqwa, by which we will ultimately attain our goal, that is Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.